My name is Sarah. When Celebrate Recovery was announced to our congregation, I was really excited about the possibilities of what that could mean for our local church family. I felt like anybody could benefit from Celebrate Recovery, and I knew that I could benefit from Celebrate Recovery. So I began to pray about how to move forward, and the Lord was just nudging me to get involved. So I decided to listen, and I'm so thankful that I did. For me, Celebrate Recovery means healing, it means support, it means family, and it means friendship. I enjoy connecting and getting to meet the women that I pass by each Sunday morning on a deeper level. I feel like true connection and friendship is happening because I'm able to hear other Christian women that are struggling or have struggled with some of the same things that I have in the past. I'm grateful for the women that the Lord has put in my path, and that we can get together each week to love and support one another and also hold each other accountable. It gives me comfort to know that I'm being lifted up in prayer each week, and I'm thankful that I'm able to pray for them as well. The song Overcome by Jeremy Camp comes to mind. I'm not going to sing it because God didn't give me that gift, but the words, we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. It's so true, and I'm seeing firsthand how God can take that hurt, hang up, or habit that seems debilitating, or it seems like it defines you, and through Celebrate Recovery, He can turn it around for His glory and for His good. So I personally come to Celebrate Recovery each week because I know God is there and deep healing is happening in my own life. So I'm just excited to see what God is up to through this ministry and through our congregation. To God alone be the glory. Thanks for letting me share.
So grateful for those who are willing to share vulnerably during this season that we are in. And today I would like to have a few moments of your time to share something you're going to hear a lot about, and it's probably going to get abbreviated to CR. What is CR? And so if someone asks you in the days ahead, what is CR, tell them it's Celebrate Recovery and point them in the right direction. We have resources right through these double doors here. There's a little resource station there for Celebrate Recovery. We have brochures and things that you might give your friends or your family, coworkers that are in need of hope. And so right under the Hope Happens Here banner, you can find these resources. And so I want to make sure you're aware of that. Also, we will be beginning February 13th. And we'll give you some logistics more next Sunday to let you know some very, very specific particulars. There is an insert today in your worship folder, if you wouldn't mind to take that for a moment. And it says ministry opportunities. And if there's anywhere there that you would like to be a part of the leadership or the servanthood of Celebrate Recovery, we'd like to get these forms back. And since the offering's been received, there's a little white urn here on the mourner's bench today. So after the service, if you have filled this out and you wouldn't mind to leave it with us, we're coming up on the launch, and we want to make sure that we have all hands on deck before we hit the waves. Today, it's my privilege and responsibility to say why I recommend Celebrate Recovery as pastor of the local church. This program came to be years ago out of Saddleback Church in California. Pastor Rick Warren, one of the co-founders of the curriculum, but it actually was founded by a layperson there at the Saddleback Church who realized that he needed a deeper level of recovery, and is a beautiful historical story. You'll hear that probably if you come to be a part of Celebrate Recovery at some point. But today I'm going to take some of Pastor Warren's thoughts and combine them with my own thoughts. And I'm going to give you seven reasons why, as pastor, it's automatic for me to recommend this program. When I say the word program, it seems so insignificant. The word's not big enough. So I just want to build on the idea that it's more of a pathway than it is a program. But program needs help, so we're going to need your help. I want to share the seven reasons why, as your pastor, I would invite you to celebrate recovery, and that I would also ask you to invite others in turn. First of all, Celebrate Recovery is founded on God's Word. So when you come to Celebrate Recovery, you won't hear a lot of wisdom from people necessarily. You will hear wisdom from the Holy Bible. It's not a self-help kind of a offering. It is a God-help kind of an offering. And so I want to make that very clear, that it is a spiritual growth program. Now, there are only two kinds of people in the world: those who need recovery and they know it, and those who need recovery and they don't know it yet. And recovery is another word for wholeness, healing, whatever word you prefer to put there, but Celebrate Recovery acknowledges that from the Word of God. So the Word of God says you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And so I am glad to report that Celebrate Recovery is built as strongly as I have ever seen any curriculum on the Word of God. And so we can trust that, and that will be happening. There's a second reason why, as pastor, it's very automatic for me to recommend Celebrate Recovery. It is forward-looking. When I first came to Harrisonburg many years ago, we had a theme that we began our journey together with as pastor and people. And the theme was two words: focus forward. And that's what this program is all about. It is a forward-looking program. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, Celebrate Recovery is not a place to come and wallow in your past. The past is what it is, but the past is past. And God will deal with it in the present, but it's not a wallowing kind of an invitation. It's a place where wounds from the past can find wholeness, and we can presently focus on the future plans that God has for us. You know, Jesus did say in the Beatitudes, and actually in Matthew 5, you find the Beatitudes, and we're going to be soaking in them as we go through this today, here and there. But Jesus did say, happy are those who mourn. He did not say, happy are those who moan. I've done both, right? But the idea is that we deal with grief, and Charlie Brown said that grief is good. Good grief. So it's not that we're saying forget your grief, but we want to turn the moaning into mourning, because that is where we find healing from the Lord. And so it's a good thing to grieve, to get out what's inside of us. That's called mourning. And Celebrate Recovery is a place where we can deal with what's inside of us, and we can find a place of release. So we deal with the past. Our past is past. And Rick Warren makes an important statement. He said, whoever has hurt us in the past cannot hurt us in the present or the future without our permission. And so that's one of the ways we deal with very important thoughts about finding wholeness in our lives. And so it's not a place, Celebrate Recovery is not a place for the over and over rehearsal of bad memories. There might be times when we say some things in a certain group in order to get them out and say them aloud so that they don't keep eating us up on the inside. But we do not rehearse and rehearse and rehearse over and over again bad memories. The third idea that makes me as a pastor very happy and excited even to invite you and everyone to this is that a CR has a strong emphasis on personal responsibility. So while we can't do anything about others that have hurt us in the past, we can take personal responsibility to go to Jesus and to find healing so that we can focus forward, so we can set our gaze before us. The proverb says, set your gaze before you. And so the idea is we take personal responsibility. You know, a lot of times if we don't find the healing that God has for us in a place like Celebrate Recovery, we become people who just all of our days we blame someone else for our situation. Now, people are to blame. I'm not trying to make light of that. But Rick Warren says you spell blame, be lame. It's kind of a humorous turn on it. But he says every time we blame, we're being lame. Because there's healing offered to us. I mean, if we believe the songs like Pastor Joe said, and like you all sang so beautifully, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. Now that beats blaming the rest of our lives. As a matter of fact, it's a beautiful thing when those who have caused you pain encounter you and find out that you've been unchained. That is a beautiful thing. And Celebrate Recovery is one right answer. It's one way to where we can find this, but we have to take personal responsibility. There's a fourth idea that gives me a great confidence in the program. CR, Celebrate Recovery, calls for a spiritual commitment. Now, there are people that will go to certain kinds of programs, and we're not against anything that works, okay? But many of the programs that might be offered in secular situations never says anything about a spiritual commitment to Jesus Christ. And that's why you can go to certain therapeutic ideas for the rest of your life, but if you don't make a commitment with Jesus, you're just going to drag that thing to your very end. And so as a pastor, early on in Celebrate Recovery, people are called to make a commitment with Jesus, to come in relationship with the Lord. And it's an invitation. It's not an intimidation. You can go as long as you need to go, but as you go through the program, you realize that this whole program hinges on a personal commitment with Jesus Christ. And so that, for me, gives me great confidence as a pastor, because I know without the one who is the truth, we will not receive the truth, and we will not be set free. But because he is the truth, we receive him, make a commitment with him, and he himself, Jesus, the truth, sets us free. And so Celebrate Recovery has a really, really strong focus on making a specific spiritual commitment with Jesus Christ, a time when we yield to him and we say, Lord, I cannot help myself, and I know that you alone can be my helper. There is a fifth idea about Celebrate Recovery. And this idea is that it emphasizes growth and healing in the context of community. Okay? So community is so important. As a local church, we've tried to make a big deal about community over the last few years especially. We've always believed in community. But when we launched our life group program, that was our way of saying community is essential. Now, some people try to be Christians and they live as an island. They live apart from people. Now, I'm not going to say that's impossible because I'm not God, but I can say this. It's not the way Christianity is designed, that you would live your life in obscurity. Christianity is about loving God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving others. So the idea is that we must come into community. My dear friend, Ed Heck, a pastor from the Chicago area, he went to be with the Lord just a few months ago. He got his cancer diagnosis, and 2 months later, his life work had ended. And I miss him. I mean, there's a hole in my heart because Ed and I were really good friends. In many ways, we were very different. He was a motorcycle rider, Harley guy, and every time I was with him in any town we were in, he had to find the Harley shop and buy something that had to do with that town, that Harley shop, and some of you know exactly how Ed lived. So he came across as a very strong and even maybe independent man. But Ed knew that he was not an island. He realized how he needed connection, not only with God, but with God's people. During the last couple months of his life, when Ed would text me or we would share or he would send an email or any kind of way we corresponded, he would close the correspondence with four words: love you, need you. And I will never get over that and don't ever want to. And really, that's kind of what Celebrate Recovery is about. It's saying, you know, I need community. I need to be in the place where God's people are finding victory. I can't live this life in obscurity. As a matter of fact, there's a scripture. Actually, there are 58 scriptures in the New Testament where we find the word one another. Okay? And you could go on a search for those on your own. Let me give you two or three of them. Love one another, pray for one another, confess to one another. Now, if we go to James chapter 5 and verse 16, James 5:16, we read these words: confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. See, this is community. Now, I want to give you something. This may be the weightiest thing I'm going to say today, and I mean good weight, but something you're going to think about. If we want forgiveness, and that's really all we're after is just to be forgiven, we can go to God and we can find forgiveness. But according to the Word of God, if we want healing, we have to be found in community. Is that not an amazing thought? I read it right from the Word of God. James 5:16. So then, confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Now, you don't have to confess it to a lot of people, and you don't have to confess it to people you wouldn't trust. But Celebrate Recovery is going to form these kinds of relationships and groups. Now, the initial meeting is a worship service. It'll just be right here in this room, and that may be all you choose to come to at the beginning. But there will always be the option of a small group of community where you can go and listen, just say as little as you want to say for a while, see if you can feel trust in that environment, and come to a place of confessing the faults. It's called hurts and hang-ups and habits. We all, God's children, have been hurt, been hung up, and had a habit. So the idea is where you could confess that and go from being only forgiven to profoundly healed. I don't know why it works that way, but God's Word says that we have to confess to one another if we want to find healing. Now, there is a sixth idea about Celebrate Recovery, and it has this idea of leadership. In other words, I'm excited as a pastor about Celebrate Recovery because it has been called by other pastors a leadership factory. Not only that, I've heard pastors say, my favorite leaders in the church are those who have been through Celebrate Recovery because they have experienced so much grace that they are graceful leaders. And so if you want to be a leader in your home, a leader of your family, a leader of your loved ones in the workplace, in the marketplace, in the local church, this, my friends, is a leadership pathway. It will give you assurance and confidence and acceptance that you are being made a true disciple. And that, my friends, is a leader in biblical terms. The word disciple equals leader. And this is a discipleship curriculum, and this is a discipleship pathway. So I'm excited about what God may do, because if we don't make leaders in our homes and in our community and in our church, we simply add to the kingdom. But whenever you add leaders, you multiply. Because leaders lead others, not just one, but others. And so this could be the answer to your family. If you're feeling like, I'm really not the priest of my home, I'm really not leading my home, then this could be the place where you get the tools and you learn how to practically and personally lead right at your home and beyond. So I'm really excited about it for that. Then there's the seventh idea. And Celebrate Recovery is easy to believe in because of this. This may be one, if not the most important idea. It takes the fall of humanity serious. The fall. In other words, sin. This program does not just say, stay in sin. Actually, the recovery that we're celebrating is we are released from every chain of sin. And that is the recovery. As a matter of fact, as Nazarenes, some of you who love the theology of the Nazarene Church, I do. I love the words that we use in our doctrine. Some people want to do away with them. I said, let's just explain them and let's live them. Let's not do away with verbiage. Let's not think our people can't learn big words because they accomplish big things in our lives. It could be called celebrate sanctification. Because this is where wholeness is really going to take charge in our lives, this idea of going deeper with the Lord. And so what I love about Celebrate Recovery, it knows the world is badly broken because of the fall in the Garden of Eden. Do you realize that the world is broken? Is it just me? Am I the only one that notices? How about your body? Is that kind of broken? I mean, everything since Adam and Eve sinned in the garden is broken. The weather's broken. Did you know that? A lot of people are always blaming God for bad weather and all this stuff. Now, God has control over the elements, but the idea is that because of sin, everything's broken. Our bodies, our relationships. You know, look at a marriage. I've performed a lot of weddings. Up come two broken people, and they expect to have a beautiful marriage. But broken plus broken doesn't equal beautiful. It equals some other things. But when we find healing for our brokenness, recovery, then we can start to set our sights high and we can have expectation. So it does take sin very serious. Celebrate Recovery admits that sin is our problem and that Jesus alone is our wholeness, is our healing. There's a little image here that I just put up for the sake of you seeing that a few weeks back during the Celebrate Recovery training, I was absent on this evening, but the people were invited to come to the board and just write, you know, something about Celebrate Recovery on the board. I don't even know what the question was. Maybe something I'm learning from Celebrate Recovery or something new to me or something that's been affirmed. Let me just read you kind of some of the things that are on the board. I have learned that God's love is enough. I am becoming Christ-like. We all have a story, and God is with us. I've enjoyed the depth of sharing. I am growing in the world while taking steps in Celebrate Recovery. God's sharing through His love for me that all of life's issues can be bearable. Burdens are lifted. I'm entering the light. One person just wrote this word, acceptance. The other one said, support. What God can do through each of us to accomplish great things, healing. God loves us in spite of ourselves. I'm learning to trust, forgiveness of past hurts, sacredness of the group. Healing is coming with honesty. The way God leads, it tells me that He is leading me to the land He's prepared for me. Freedom, internal healing, being able to share and not being judged but loved, bonding, strength. God is in control. And finally, faith and trust in God's plan. He truly has a plan for me. I am special in His eyes. This is what was written on the board. I want to give you a testimony now from someone that found their way into Celebrate Recovery. She has kind of been my boss for 23 years. She serves as a secretary of the local church board. So in some sense, you know, she is the one that kind of invited me here and to interview and do all of that. And she'd been serving in that capacity all these years, and she found her way to Celebrate Recovery.
I am Pearl Parks, a believer in Jesus Christ. I love the Lord, and His peace in my life means more to me than anything. Last spring, we started to hear about Celebrate Recovery. I wasn't sure what it was at all, but I was curious. And as I listened, I learned that there was hope and help for people with addictions and dependencies. But there was also help with the hurts and the hang-ups and the habits in our life. I wasn't sure why at this point, but I felt in my spirit that I should be a part of this, and I felt led to attend the sessions. And as I did, I wasn't sure where I could fit into such a ministry. But as I continued to attend, I realized that the Lord wanted me to attend Celebrate Recovery because there was an issue in my own life of brokenness and a deep-seated anger that I had from years before that I had never let go, and only He could forgive me and heal. And so as I prayed and confessed the issue to Him and gave it over to Him and surrendered my will to Him, I realized such victory and peace and forgiveness and freedom in my life. I continued to attend the sessions, which are based on biblical principles that are Christ-centered and from the Beatitudes, and I realized that God was doing a work in my life. I knew that only as I stayed surrendered to Him would I be led by the Spirit, and only in this way could the Holy Spirit put His finger on issues in my life that would need refining as He continued to deal with me. I surrendered completely to the Holy Spirit, and I am experiencing a deeper walk with the Lord. I am celebrating recovery in my own life, and I want to be used by the Lord to help others to deal with the hurts, the hang-ups, and the habits in their life. I know that my God is able for every stumbling block, every hurt, every habit, every hang-up that we have in our life. Only He can heal. And I know that as I stay surrendered to Him, will I live a victorious life and have peace in my heart. Rick Warren recently had a devotional online, and he said this: when God wanted to make a mushroom, He did it overnight. When He wanted to make a giant oak, He did it in 100 years. Great souls are grown through storms and struggles and seasons of suffering in their lives. Do not be impatient with the process. I realize I am still a work in process, and I want to be used by the Lord to help others, to come alongside them and experience the struggles and the storms in their life. And we will walk together in this process. I know that my God is able for every situation, and He is the only one that can heal, and He is the only answer. Thank you for allowing me to share.
There could be no greater validation in the local church here than for Pearl Parks to find her way to Celebrate Recovery and then be willing to make a vulnerable testimony available on video. Could we applaud this beautiful testimony? I also have another video I want to show, and I want to speak especially to men. I may not be the greatest specimen of a man, but I am a man, maybe more like a boy. But I want to speak to men because often we are very internal and we share slower. But I'm glad that I've been a part of a church where men have been leaning in to the fire of God for a lot of years. Our men's retreat's coming up in April, and if it goes as always, 90 to 100 men will show up again to worship together, to hear curriculum, to be in community, and to grow. And then a lot of men will show up for prayer after that retreat all through the year. We'll be able to pray together and have meals together for men's meal and all of that. It's because we know that once we have opened up the internal, it really leads to eternal. And I have this video from Celebrate Recovery, not our own people, and I think that's important, that we see a testimony of some folk that have been through Celebrate Recovery from another point of view. Most of them are men. One is a couple, and I think the last gentleman probably is a leader in Celebrate Recovery. It's not a professional film necessarily, and that kind of drew me to it. So please take a moment. With heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, I want to ask anyone in the room who is already a part of Celebrate Recovery and those who have volunteered to maybe help with Celebrate Recovery in the days ahead, and those who in your heart you would say, I believe that God has invited me to check Celebrate Recovery out and see if it might be a pathway for me to get that twinkle back in my eyes, that pure twinkle, so that when people see me, they know that I'm in right relationship with God. I want all of you that I have just spoken into to stand, heads bowed, eyes closed. I'd like to pray a blessing over these now. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you so much that you have given to us this new pathway. And on February 13th, here in this sanctuary, a new journey will begin. And some people are going to drag some old hang-ups, old hurts, and old habits into this new program. And it is going to be one right answer, one way, for the weight that has held us down to be done away with. And I thank you today for those who have been a part of the training but have also found help for themselves, for those who will be part of serving and those who will be part of celebrating recovery. I pray, Lord, for those who are not here yet, the ones that we will invite, the ones who will come across our pathway, the one who will hear the advertisements and come, the ones who will go on our website and hear and come. I pray, Lord, that those who are seemingly hopeless will find their way to Celebrate Recovery, and they'll realize that it's all about Jesus, and they truly are loved, and there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, to break every chain. You can be seated. And now I'd like for everyone to stand for the benediction. I would like to say, as you're standing, that this week Kim and I were working on our finances. I'm sure you all take time to do that occasionally. And I just felt like the Lord saying, wouldn't you like to give a little extra to Celebrate Recovery? Because there are going to be expenses. And we're starting this, you know, kind of without really a budget, but we're not worried over it because we know that whatever God's into, that he brings the income. And but he often does that through us. And so Kim and I just chose to write a check. And this urn here, if you would like to just give something, there's absolutely no intimidation on this. But I do believe that this is a seed bed where people will immediately find growth from a program that you like to be a part of. There will be food associated with these Monday evening venues. Just gave some of you another reason to come. But we want to make sure that we underwrite some of the expenses. And early on, we don't want the program to cost the folk who are, it's all they can do just to get here. So if you would like to write a check, make it to church and write Celebrate Recovery on the memo. And if you go online at hfcngive.com, just put it in special offering, but be sure to add a note where you can, Celebrate Recovery. And this money will be routed to Pastor Margaret's office from which Celebrate Recovery has found its birth. And we'll make sure that it gets in the right place. I think I've said everything I'm supposed to. If you have these ministry opportunity forms, you can bring those also with or without an offering. And just remember the resources that are over here in the old foyer area, we call it. And next Sunday, we'll give some logistics about the 13th. And also, I will begin next Sunday, Lord willing, a series on relationships. Back 5 to 8 years ago, I preached a series on relationships in February. A lot of people have asked me, are you ever going to return to some of those principles and give us a refresher? So with some new ideas and some ideas that have worked, next Sunday we'll begin, Lord willing, to speak on relationships for 3 weeks straight. So we invite you, if you know people who are struggling in relationships of any kind, we would ask that you would also bring them. Let's pray. Let's pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And look to your neighbor and just get a little excitement stirred up and just say, "Go Falcons!"